In June of 2019, a video of Isaac and Nora, two kids singing a Cuban bolero, went viral on the internet. 3 years later, the video of the song Veinte Años has been watched by millions on social media. Isaac and Nora have been touring Latin America. Beto Arcas caught up with them at their first stop in Mexico City.
About 1,000 people came to see Isaac and Nora on a recent Saturday night at Mexico City's Sala Cantoral. The audience was mesmerized throughout the concert, especially when Nora spoke to them in Spanish.
Es la primera vez que toco sola.
Nora told the audience, "It's the first time I sing and play on my own. I'm going to sing a song by Violeta Parra called Volver a los 17. And it's a bit strange I'm singing a song about being 17 since I'm only 10 years old." It wasn't always this way. Isaac and Nora's father, Nicolas Restoin, says he still remembers the auspicious day they posted the video of the song Veinte Años on YouTube in late June 2019.
Creo que esta fecha es muy importante.
I think this is a very important date in our lives because everything changed. It changed the way we play music.
En tu pelo tengo yo el cielo, en tus brazos el calor.
Isaac and Nora and their parents are from Quimper, a small city in Brittany in northwest France. Restoin was born in South Korea, and at the age of 4, he was adopted by French parents. Nora sings lead vocals and plays the ukulele. Isaac plays trumpet and background vocals. Their father plays guitar and leads the group. All of them learned Spanish in the past 2 years. Restoin attended a music conservatory in France, but he says it was a very difficult environment to learn music.
Y cuando los niños han empezado a tocar instrumentos,
when the kids started to learn how to play instruments, I did not want them to go through the same experience. Isaac and Nora don't know how to read music. They don't know music theory. They do it all by ear.
For the past few years, in addition to French chansons, the family has been listening to all kinds of music. Nora says their mom loves Latin American classics.
When she likes a song, she asks us if we can learn it. Then we try to see if we can play it, and we do the arrangement. That's how we got into playing the song, Veinte Años.
¿Qué te importa que te ame? Si tú no me quieres ya, el amor que ya pasó, tú no se debe recordar.
A few months after the video of this song went viral, they recorded their first album titled Latin and Love Studies. The album includes classics such as Brazil's Mañá de Carnaval, Colombia's Arroz con Coco, and Cuba's El Cuarto de Tula. But there's also a pop song by Mexico's Natalia Lafourcade called Hasta la Raíz.
Sigo cruzando ríos, unando selvas, amando el sol. Cada día sigo, saco mis espinas de lo profundo del corazón. En la noche sigo encendiendo sueños para limpiar con el humo sagrado que da recuerda.
Restoin says it may appear that they're trying to bring back some old songs so a new audience can appreciate them. That's not the case, he says. Their song selection is completely random.
Realmente es la música.
But the truth is, it's the music. Before the lyrics by the author, or the meaning of the lyrics, it's the melody, the rhythm, the ambiance that a song can create. That's what matters to us.
There may be naivete in the way they select songs, but the sold-out audience at Mexico City's Sala Cantoral couldn't get enough of Isaac and Nora. After the concert, both kids expressed their excitement with a certain sense of humility.
La gente es muy amable con mucha benevolencia.
People are so kind and benevolent. The concert at Sala Cantoral was incredible. Before we came on stage, people were already screaming.
Esta primera gira es una ilusión porque...
This first tour is so special. The theater was full and the audiences were very loving. Although it could be intimidating to play for the first time in all these great Latin American theaters, the public receives us with so much love, it's reassuring and it gives us strength.
Mary Farquharson attended Isaac and Nora's concert. She's director of Discos Corazón, an independent record label in Mexico City.
Nora carried the audience from before the minute that she walked on stage in her very pretty velvet knee-length dress and her hair in a ponytail, looking very much a 10-year-old. She had the audience eating out of her hand before she opened her voice.
Farquharson says it was wise that they opened the concert with the song everybody knows, Violeta Parra's Gracias a la Vida, Here's to Life.
Gracias a la vida, que me ha dado tanto.
Because it speaks of an optimism and a great desire to get through difficult moments like the ones that we're living in now.
Farquharson says they have room to grow, but the project is fresh and endearing, and they're well prepared for it.
It is very difficult to make this step from being the subject of viral videos as very young children to becoming a serious proposal, a serious group on the concert circuit.
Nicolas Restoin concedes they have some musical limitations.
Y quizá es un parte de nuestro carisma.
Perhaps that's part of our charisma. People are kind with us and realize that we're not masters. We do what we can, but we do it from the heart.
Isaac and Nora closed their first Latin American tour with two concerts in Santiago, Chile this weekend. Both shows are sold out. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.